Hello and welcome. You are tuned in to the Money Control podcast series FutureWise, where we bring you the latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I am your host, M. Saraswati. And today we have with us a very special guest, Apoorva Sheth, Executive Director and Head of Corporate Business, Emmaticus Learning. Now, amidst work from home and study from home, which has continued for more than a year amidst the COVID-19 pandemic, there seems to be some sort of a Zoom fatigue or virtual call conference fatigue that is creeping in amongst Indian professionals. Now, does this extend to e-learning as well? Let us find out from Apoorva. Hello, Apoorva. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Saraswati. Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure on this podcast.
So first of all, Apoorva, I wanted to know if there is an e-learning fatigue now that we've been working and studying from home for almost a year.
Yes and no in a sense. So e-learning always had its own issues, concerns and fatigue, so to say. So Zoom calls, if you see, initially when we all went into lockdown, was a lot of fun, a lot of interesting calls we had with friends, family, work, and everyone were doing, showing off their skills on Zoom calls, which kind of died down towards the end of July, August, September. And I think e-learning in that sense is no different. So if you are talking about Zoom calls now, we are only sticking to work Zoom calls or kind of Zoom calls where we need to do something which is very, very specific and to the point. E-learning, I think, is very, very comparable in that sense that if you are showcasing any learning which is irrelevant or which doesn't interest people, it will die down soon. So to answer to your question, yes, e-learning has seen that trend as well, that if the modules are really lengthy or if there is something that somebody is attending not out of their own free will, I think there is a lot of tiredness to that. So people would not be interested in those kind of e-learning programs if somebody is pushing them to attend that.
Okay, but then what is keeping professionals glued on to some of these e-learning solutions?
Absolutely. So that's a very good question. And there are a couple of things, and that's the reason why e-learning or the edtech industry is booming and more people are engaging in a online format. There are two things to this. One, how interesting and relevant this learning is. And second, what is the use of what they learn in this e-learning format? Are they getting better jobs? Are they getting better increments? Are they getting appraised better in their existing job? An answer to both these questions is yes, and that's the reason why e-learning engagement is flourishing, especially in the, during these lockdown periods. So if I have to give you an example, that there are so many new age skills that are upcoming. If I have to give you examples, say data science, data analytics, and within the technology community or within marketing community or within financial services community, if you think that upskilling is not for me, or if you think that, and this is specifically applicable to 0 to 10 years experienced people, if they think that they need not learn or upskill, that's the end of the game. And that is the reason why these short certification programs or any e-learning program which helps them grow in their job or get a better job, they will always flourish. And that's the reason why there is tremendous interest in these e-learning programs. Again, the way this industry has flourished, if you see 3 years, 4 years ago, e-learning was a widely abused word. Anything which was a PowerPoint presentation or a video embedded became e-learning. In today's time, e-learning is not just showing presentation on a video. It is much, much more than that. So if there is engagement, if there is interactivity, and if the learner's, learning outcome is measured in terms of some ROI, then this e-learning modules or e-learning engagement will grow leaps and bounds.
You rightly mentioned that, corporates still place a lot of value on e-learning. But how does, a regular professional make a difference? There are a lot of e-learning programs out there. What should one choose?
Yeah, so corporates, I think there were few corporates, and since we have a strong presence, both B2C as well as B2B, I can give a very good perspective to this, that there were few organizations that always believed in e-learning. They went out, bought the libraries, and kind of convinced their staff to undergo these trainings. And then there were few who strongly believed, and specifically in India, they strongly believed that classroom format is the way forward or that is absolutely needed. In my opinion, a blended approach is something that will be the future. And we have seen in last 1 year that those organizations which were reluctant to kind of get e-learning or digital learning in their system have done so more out of compulsion than out of choice. So these companies have done that, and now in last 3 to 4 months, they are seeing the benefits of going digital. One, most of the companies have their staff spread out across different geographies. Second, they don't want to learn, and especially the millennials, they don't want to learn sitting in a classroom. They want to learn maybe 30 minutes that they have in their cab. They want to learn something. So all these factors are adding up to these companies kind of imbibing and accepting the way forward, which is more of blended learning led by digital learning.
But would it be right to say that, you know, tech-based courses are still among the most popular online?
Yes, absolutely. And again, it's a demand-supply thing. Why the technology and data-related courses are highly in demand, that's because the skills are highly in demand. So there's a huge gap between what is available and what is it that these clients want. And I can say on behalf of these clients, because I work with more or less all top banks or financial services companies, broking houses or technology companies, that the kind of work that India is generating, be it middle or back office or front office, is now not what it used to be 5 and 7 years ago. We are doing a lot of good quality work, and that's the reason why we need very good talent. And there is a huge dearth of talent between what universities teach and what these corporates want. And that's the reason why, be it technology, be it new age technology on the data side, there will be a huge, huge demand for quality programs, quality learning.
One last question from my side. This is something that we keep getting over and over again. When it comes to corporate professionals and upskilling, should they quit their job and, you know, spend at least 12 to 15 months in a full-time e-learning program, or should they do it part-time along with their professional careers?
If this question was asked 3 years ago, I would say that leave everything, get upskilled, invest that 1 year in your career and go all out and get a better future. But now today, what is happening in the market is that there are a lot of companies that are giving these, and with the new education policy in play, there are a lot of postgraduate programs, there are a lot of distant MBA programs, there are a lot of certification programs that one can do at its own will or when they get this time. So to answer your question again, if you are in that 0 to 4 years experience bracket, take that break, get upskilled. A lot of opportunities available in the market where you can do things over weekend, put in those extra hours in the evening, and still get upskilled and make best of both the worlds.
Thanks a lot for your insights, Apurva.
Pleasure was entirely mine. Have a great day and have a healthy future. Thank you.
I'm sure a lot of our listeners would have gained valuable insight from this podcast. With that, it's a wrap on today's episode of FutureWise. If you listeners have any topics that you want us to cover or have comments to offer, please write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views, and other updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for listening.